Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring four Motown artists that reached their prominence in the 1980s. We'll hear from Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, Rick James, and DeBarge. Well, first up, a number one song from Lionel Richie. Well, Lionel was born Lionel Brockman Richie Jr. on June 20th, 1949, in Tuskegee, Alabama. Well, Lionel almost chose another profession over music. Deeply religious, he participated as an altar boy at the Episcopal Church and admired the church elders. He recalled that Father Jones and others there were very influential, and for many years, I couldn't think of doing anything better with my life than being like them. Although he didn't pursue the priesthood as a profession, Lionel was quick to acknowledge God for songwriting inspiration. He further recalled, "I give credit to my co-writer, because all I did was write down what he told me to write down," Lionel recalled. Lionel further recalled that he preferred to write late at night. Well, from 11 p.m. to 7 in the morning is a wonderful time because, as they say, God isn't too worried with too many folks at that time. Well, here is Lionel, right here on Motown Memories.
Girl, tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words, I'll always love you, and forever I will be your lover, and I know give you all the joy my heart and soul can give. Let me hold you, I need to have you near me, and I feel with you in my love will last forever because I'm truly truly in love with you, girl. I'm truly head on.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Whoa!
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Robinson, Being With You, that reached number two from 1981. Before that, Lionel Richie with Dancing in the Ceiling, number two from 1986. And we started with Lionel Richie's number one from 1982, Truly. This is the home of Motown Memories, and I'm Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we're featuring four Motown artists that reached their prominence in the 1980s. Well, coming up, another song from Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her. While Smokey began a low-key solo career while concentrating on his duties as vice president of Motown in the 1970s. In 1975, Smokey's solo career did have some success after a number one song called Baby That's Back At Ya. It reached number one on the rhythm and blues chart, but he did not have much success as the 1970s progressed. In 1981, he had the song that we just heard, Being With You. It also reached number one on the UK label in 1981. Well, during the mid-1980s, Unfortunately, Smokey fell victim to cocaine addiction. His recording slowed, and his marriage faltered. With the help of friend Leon Kennedy, Smokey was dramatically healed of his addiction at a religious service. He revitalized his career and had some great songs as the 1980s progressed. Well, here is Smokey in his prime in the late 1970s, Just to See Her, right here on Motown Memories.
Just to see.
Coming home intoxicated, I said, just want. that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Give it to me, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me. Give me the funk, that sweet.
Me Baby, that reached number 40 from 1981, and before that we started with Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her, number 1 from 1987. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists from the 1980s that reached their peak in the 1980s. Well, coming up, another song from Rick James, Super Freak. Well, Rick James was born James Ambrose Johnson Jr., on February 1st, 1948, and he died on August 6, 2004. He was one of the most popular artists on the Motown record label during the late 1970s and 1980s. Well, James labeled his style of music punk funk, a combination of both punk rock and funk. As time went on, James was given the unofficial title of the King of Punk Funk. In addition to his music, he gained notoriety for his wild lifestyle. Later in life, James's drug abuse led to widely publicized legal problems. He recorded an early 80s hit with Smokey Robinson entitled Ebony Eyes that captured his voice almost as well as anything he's ever done. During this time, he guest starred on an episode of The A-Team, a United States television show, in which he played himself and performed at a prison concert singing Super Freak. Well, here is Super Freak, Rick James, right here on Motown.
She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
Three from 1985, and we started with Rick James, Super Freak, Part 1, number 16 from 1981. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. During the first half hour, we featured four Motown artists that reached their prominence in the 1970s. And this half hour, we featured four Motown artists that reached their prominence in the 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.